So we need everyone to do their part by staying home. This COVID-19 virus is incredibly contagious. It's deadly. There's no vaccine and there's no cure. And the best tool that we have as individuals to do our part is to not transmit it amongst one another. So the virus can't continue to grow in Michigan if we're not together. One scientist said if everyone could freeze in place for 14 days, this virus would come sputtering to a halt. I think that that's something that is really important that people need to understand. This virus, you can already be carrying this virus and feel fine, for the whole duration of it. But your roommate, your family member, your spouse may have a very different reaction. It could be deadly to them. We need that from the public. We need support for our healthcare professionals and, you know, the men and women who are stocking the shelves at the grocery store and the janitors who are disinfecting all of these spaces. I think this is a moment where they truly are heroic in the work that they're doing. And so we need to make sure they've got the supplies and the support that they need to do their jobs. But everyone needs to do their part, and it looks different for everyone. But if you can do something, observe the orders and go online to fight COVID-19 and check out how you can do a little bit more if you're capable of it.
And in that vein, you've been calling for more testing for weeks now. And you said last night that COVID-19 is probably in more areas of Michigan than we know, but it's going undetected because of current testing constraints. Are there any plans to ramp up statewide testing?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what we want to do. I think that we could have that capability if we could just get our hands on the test. More tests are being ramped up, and it's our hope that we will get a greater number of them. But I'll just explain one simple challenge that we have here as well. We need swabs to do these tests. Even if I could have, you know, 5,000 tests a day, which would be fantastic. You know, we're doing about 600 or 700 right now because we just don't have enough tests. If we had that, we still would need the swabs to simply conduct the tests. Those are by and large manufactured in Italy, which has been completely shut down. And so we're having to procure each of these pieces in order to get the kind of data we really need to make educated decisions.
35% of COVID-19 cases thus far have been in Black Michiganders, despite the fact that the population of our state is only 14% Black. Are we failing in that regard, how we're testing people of color in the state?
It's hard to draw a lot of conclusions from that study. I was talking with Dr. Jonae Caldoun, who is our chief medical executive, and she was pointing out that study also shows 30% unknown what the race is. I just highlight that in terms of, you know, a challenge for us to really draw conclusions from those statistics. I'll also say that, you know, the testing, we're focusing on geographies where we know that there's been community spread, and we are testing people that are sick. And so it's hard to say that COVID-19 is more prevalent in one racial subgroup than others because we don't have robust testing.
And last night in your teletown hall, you said you're not ready to announce an extension of the stay-at-home order. But states like Virginia and Ohio have already instituted stay-at-home orders through May. If we won't reach apex here, you know, until late April or early May, why not just extend the order through then now?
Yeah, we're looking at it. An incredible amount of work goes into each of these orders. They don't look long and they don't look complicated, but making sure that we do it right, it's driven by the best science and data, all critical components. And so I would anticipate an additional stay-at-home order coming in the next few days.
And lastly, what's giving you hope right now, Governor?
There's some evidence in New York in counties that had early stay-home orders where people have observed them, that the apex is actually leveling off and they're seeing the growth slow. Those are things that give me hope. When I see the incredible heroes that are going into our hospitals and taking care of the sick. It's amazing and it's inspiring. We're going to get through this. It's not going to be easy. We've got a tough couple of weeks or more ahead of us, but we're going to get through this. And Michiganders, if there's anything I know, we've got determination, we're strong, and we're resilient, and we will get through this, and we'll get through it together.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Governor, and good luck.
Thank you. You too.